I'm delighted to be joined by Honorary Canon Andrew Orr, and indeed he's the canon up there in the, as I said, up there in the Collegiate Church there, the Church of Ireland up there. Canon, you're very, very welcome, and thanks for taking the time to drop into me.
Not at all. It's lovely to be here. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, Canon, first, Andrew Orr. Tell us all about Canon Andrew Orr. Who is he?
Well, I'm here in Youghal now about 3.5 years.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. So I grew up in Belfast originally, as you can probably hear just about from
the accent.
We can
hear the accent, yeah.
But I've spent most of my life has been down here now, different parts of the southeast mostly, yes. Around Kilkenny and Carlow and that sort of place. But we're really enjoying being here. My wife is the rector of Middleton.
That's correct. Yeah.
And we've 3 grown-up kids, and we're delighted to be down here in this part of the world. It's a great spot to be here.
Ah, tis of course. But as I said, you're also chaplain of Middleton College.
That's right. That's the other half of my job as well. So yeah.
Does that come with every appointment?
No, it doesn't. No, not at all. No, that was specifically put together by the diocese for this. That they wanted somebody to do both the jobs. Both the roles, so I agreed to take it on, and here we are. And it's a new departure for me. I've never been a kind of school chaplain before, in that sense of being there a lot. Mm. So it's a whole new ball game to me, but it's been great. It's such energy and excitement in the place. It's great.
And of course, here, as I say, you're over Youghal and you're over St. Paul's in Ardmore, and
right.
Indeed Castlemartre as well, isn't it?
Castlemartre as well, yeah.
Those two churches are affiliated to the Church of Ireland
exactly.
Here.
Yeah, that's it. So 3 churches in a little group together. So yeah, it's a
you're
lovely
a busy
community.
Man, so.
It keeps me busy. It does, all right. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, as well as that, of course, you're the Honorary Canon of St. Finbarr's Cathedral in Cork.
That's correct.
As if you wouldn't enough to contend with.
That's it. Yeah, I was very kindly appointed to that, just in recognition of the work that I've done over the years for the environment, and particularly getting kind of environmental ideas into churches. So I work with a group called Eco Congregation, who are across all the denominations, and we run a kind of an award scheme that gets churches involved in their local environment, looking after their local area, working with community groups like the Tidy Towns and so forth, and just trying to get a sort of awareness of the environment into church life and into the services and all sorts of things. So that's been something that's been a passion of mine for years. So that's part of what I do as a canon in the cathedral as well.
And of course, it's great to see the church, I suppose, these times reaching out to the people. And indeed, that's exactly. And as I said there, you are a specialist. We have been endowed with special responsibility for environmental issues and climate change, which is, I think, the 5th of the 5 marks of mission, isn't it?
That's right, yes. The 5 marks of mission, yes, are an idea of what we're really trying to distill down to what the essence of the church is. And the 5th one is to care for God's creation, as it's put. And that's really something that I think the church is really beginning to wake up to. And we see it now in parishes up and down the country, people working to maybe improve maybe the land around the church, you know, encourage wildflowers and plant trees. And people working on how to reduce the energy use in churches, churches being insulated, as you know, something that's really a lot of churches need a lot of work doing there.
Of course. And just something, I suppose, that just only now, I suppose, that's coming to the fore, because down through the years, I suppose, look, church and state were completely separate altogether. Yeah. And the idea of, we'll say, environmental issues affecting a church, they were strange bedfellows, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they would have been. They wouldn't have been seen as an obvious fit. But I think everybody's beginning to realise now that it's really part of what the church is all about, is looking after not just people, but looking after the creation, the whole of God's world as well.
Yes.
So I think that's it's been something that's really, I can see it waking up in the last 5 years and so. And, you know, climate change obviously is affecting everybody, and you can see it right across. You know, we've lots of contacts with churches across the developing world, and they're all saying, you know, their farmers, we're all constantly struggling because the rains aren't coming at the time they should be, and all those kind of things.
Yes.
So we really see that as very much part of what we're doing.
And of course, I suppose the jewel in the crown of all your activities, of course, is St. Mary's.
Yeah, absolutely.
You fabulous. Know, 800
yeah.
years.
800 years, yeah.
You know, it must be very humble to say that you're the umpteenth rector there, and the umpteenth, we'd say, with a chaplain there, a canon, that has been there for 800 years.
800 years, I know. It's an extraordinary...
Hard act to follow, isn't it?
It is. It certainly is, yeah. It's I mean, you just go in every day I go into it that I just think, oh my goodness, look at this. And, you know, you're constantly discovering new things about the place because there's, you know, bits of different periods of the church there all the time. And there's so many fascinating things to the building. And just to be the sort of guardian passing through at this point is just just a wonderful privilege.
Yes, and indeed, I suppose me being a yard man, basically grew up, we all grew up, I suppose, with St. Mary's there. And indeed, an awful lot of yard people would actually, for want of a better word, would take it for granted. It's been there the whole time.
Yeah.
But I've often watched visitors coming in there, like, and they just stand at the door window and say, wow, what a place like, you know.
Fabulous.
It's
absolutely
fabulous, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. It's fabulous. And actually, one of the things I love doing is chatting to the visitors because they're just so impressed with the place and so impressed actually with the whole town, really, and the history around the place. It's just fascinating. And, you know, for St. Mary's is obviously right at the heart of the history of the place. And it's just a great spot to be there.
Yeah, and it's hard for us to imagine, I suppose, that there's worship going on there for 800
years. For 800 years, yeah, absolutely.
It's mind-boggling.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And of course, the 800th centenary took place, was it two years ago.
We were all shut down, of course. Unfortunately, we had a whole programme of things organised, but unfortunately it was shut down. But thankfully, of course, nobody exactly knows when the 800th anniversary is, so we can call this year the 800th anniversary.
Yeah. Who's going to disagree with that? Who's going to argue with us now on this stage?
Absolutely,
you know?
Yeah.
Because, like, as you say, you know, it's been down through the history books. Like, Cromwell took a visit there, burnt the seats apparently, and stabled his horses there. The roof was off the place, it was back on. But, like, it's marvellous to see a continuous, place of worship.
For worship, absolutely.
For 800 years.
You really get the sense of that, absolutely.
Yeah, no, last week, actually, I had the two lads in with me, Tony Sheehan, and as I said, they're in with me there about the film, Heart in the Stone. And I was simply, I got a sneak preview with the film, and I was absolutely blown away because I think the two lads actually really, they really captured the mood of St. Mary's.
Absolutely, you know. I haven't seen it yet myself, but from what I hear, I think it's wonderful. I'm so looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah, you'll be blown away. Yeah. You'll be blown away, I can guarantee you'll be blown away. And I believe it's sold out tonight.
It is, I believe, tomorrow night.
And tomorrow night, is it?
It starts tomorrow night.
But there are seats available for Monday.
Tuesday and Wednesday.
Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Yeah. And of course, in conjunction with those celebrations, of course, East Cork Choral Society are presenting Handel's Messiah there.
That's right. So that's tomorrow week. That's Sunday the 24th at 7:30. And we're really looking forward to that. Handel's Messiah, of course, everybody knows, is one of the most popular pieces of classical music.
And of course, with Easter.
With Easter. Yes. It's very much suitable for Easter.
Yes.
And we're so looking forward to it. The East Cork Choral Society have been around for a long time and they have wonderful voices and a number of local people involved with it here in Youghal. And we're just so excited to have them with us because it's just going to be such a great occasion to kind of launch this celebrations for the 800th anniversary and really just fill the church with this wonderful and spectacular music.
And of course, acoustically speaking, the church is absolutely lends itself admirably actually to concerts
absolutely.
And acoustics,
oh,
as we all know.
It's a great spot for concerts.
It's a great spot. And again, I suppose when you put things into perspective, Canon, you know, when G.F. Handel was writing The Messiah, the church was about 600 or 700 years old.
That's
isn't
right.
It?
You know? Absolutely.
Like,
yeah.
You know, these are the different things that would get
absolutely.
You. You know,
yeah,
but it's Sunday the 24th of April. I understand, is it?
That's right. Sunday the 24th at 7:30. Yeah, absolutely. Tickets are €15. You can get it again from Cree's Car Shop. You can get it from the tourism office there on Main Street as well, and you can also get them online at eventbrite.ie.
Oh, brilliant.
If you look for Handel's Messiah there and you'll see it. Don't buy the ones for the Kilkenny because there's one on the same night in Kilkenny. Oh. So make sure you're getting the right ones. Yeah, yeah.
Handel's Messiah again, folks. Sunday the 24th of April. Now, I know that Killer Choral Society actually done a wonderful interpretation of Handel's Messiah there in the church a couple of years ago there. But as I said, this is East Cork Choral Society there. Yeah. The Collegiate Church of St. Mary celebrating the 800 years anniversary. The Caddystock, folks, the mission there is only €15, and most important, actually, the proceeds are divided between the Red Cross Ukraine Appeal and indeed local charities. And the tickets are available, as I said, they're from Cree's Card Shop there. Canon, what else is planned for St. Mary's?
Just before we go on, just to say we have two free tickets.
We have two free tickets to give away.
What way do you want to do that now?
What I'll do is we'll open our phone lines and we'll open our text lines. Our phone lines are 91199 9288. Our text line is 089 40 46 9. And please feel free to do so now in the next the next quarter of an hour, 20 minutes there. We are giving away two free tickets. And already I can hear the phones buzzing outside. As I said, there is two free tickets. We'll give away to two lucky listeners going in, and we won't ask any stupid questions or anything at all like that that some stations do. We won't do that. We'll just say, look, ring in. If you want the ticket, just ring in and tell us just tickets, and we'll put your name into the draw, and we'll be drawing that a little bit later on in the show. Again, it's Sunday the 24th of April 2022 at 7:30 in the Collegiate Church of St. Mary's. I was about to ask you, Canon, what else is planned for St. Mary's?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we have a couple of talks scheduled for the summer now. We're looking forward, we're organising one hopefully on famous women from Yule, and so that should be a nice one.
Scheduled for the summertime.
I've definitely got a date yet. We have a specially commissioned piece of music by a very famous, at least famous in classical music circles, composer called Kevin Valans, who's South African.
He's
composed a special piece of music to celebrate the 800th anniversary. So that's world premiere of that piece will be in September. And then we've another couple of, hopefully, some artworks being commissioned as well for this period. And then finally, in October, we are holding a big celebration service. That's the 23rd of October in the afternoon. And everybody, of course, is welcome to that. And people maybe who've connections with Yule from across the world might make an effort to come along, perhaps, to it. And, of course, our bishop will be there. And the Archbishop of Armagh will be the guest preacher.
Brilliant.
It should be a great occasion to really mark that wonderful event, that 800th anniversary.
Listen, it's been great chatting to you.
And you. Yeah, great. Yeah,
it's been great chatting. And again, once again, as I say, East Cork Choral Society, Handel's Messiah, yeah. Sunday the 24th of April at 7:30 in the Collegiate Church of St. Mary's. And as I say, starring Gemma Magner, soprano, Peter O'Reilly, tenor, East Cork Orchestra, Etna Willis, leader, Sarah Luttrell, alto, and Giorgio Palou, Palsu, bass, and conductor Colin Nicholas. Should be a star-studded cast, and indeed it should be a star-studded night. And the Caddystock there, the admission is only €15, and all the proceeds go to the Ukraine Appeal and indeed local charities as well. Tickets available at Eventbrite if you want to, if you're a member of the WWW fraternity. If not, you can get them from Cree's Card Shop down there in our Yall Tourist Awesome officer there, and the whole affair sponsored by Yall Credit Union. As I said, kind of thanks very much for dropping in and chatting to me.
Great, lovely to be here.
And indeed, don't be a stranger.
Don't be a stranger.
Yeah, we'll be hearing much more, of course, about the future events that have planned for, as I said, for the Collegiate Church.
Great.
Okay.
Lovely to talk to you.
Take care. Thanks
very much.
Thank you.